Radio.
Come Away With Me, a talk by Ellen Hales at Ignite Live.
Hey, I apologize, I'm a little bit sweaty, got a little bit hardcore down the dance floor just before. But I love dancing. Who loves dancing? Yeah, and this is like the perfect spot for it, I've realized, because everyone's in on it, everyone's singing as loud as they can, everyone's just kind of moving and grooving, and I love that so much. Oh my goodness, how much I love it. I want to start off by saying how honored and privileged I truly feel to be a part of this body of people. I was looking around just then and there was more than just dancing happening, but there was like this community that was just forming and growing, and it was so cool to look at and so amazing to be a part of. And I guess I just feel really called to be here tonight. I do, I honestly do. And I feel like I'm called here because I'm a young person and I'm Australian and I love Jesus so much I can't even control it sometimes. And I feel really honored and blessed to just come up here and share a little bit of my story with you. So today's theme is Come Away With Me. And I want to break open this topic by telling you a little bit about my life. So I've got two older brothers and two younger sisters, and I'm smack bang right in the middle. My two older brothers are a little bit wild, a bit crazy, and my younger sisters are even more wild and even more crazy. So growing up, I naturally just wanted some peace and some quiet. And I often found myself kind of high. I was talking to my sister the other day and I was getting her perspective of her childhood, and I was just really interested to see it from what she was thinking. She's like, Ellen, you just always were up in trees. And I was like, yeah, I guess I was. And I'm not really sure why I did that, but I reckon it's something to do with a noisy household. But there was one tree in particular. I want to tell you about this tree because it's like my favourite memory. So in my front yard, we lived in this really humble house. There were five kids, obviously mum and dad, and this massive tree. Okay, in my childhood, I thought this tree was like 100 metres high. Like, I don't even know how high it is, but just imagine like 100 metres, okay? And yeah, you're laughing, but it really was 100 metres. And I would look at it and I'd be like, I'm going to conquer you one day. I'm going to get to the top of that. And I would often find myself, like I said, trying to run away from this hecticness happening in my household. And I would stand at the bottom of this tree looking up, and it's massive. Like, the trunk is, I can't even explain. Like, you can't get your arms around it, definitely. It's like three arm lengths around. Massive trunk, and then you look up and it's just canopy and just trunks. It's like this skeleton. I just want you to get this idea of the tree because it was my safe place, all right? And so I'd run away from the hecticness in my house, and I would just try every day to get higher and higher in this tree. And the trick was you jump on the neighbor's fence, and then you kind of straddle over this one branch and you just kind of crawl your way up. And then you just start like stepping stones up these different branches, okay? This is my strategy, and I just kind of planned it out. And then there was this one point, and I always got stuck on this point because it was so scary. So there's this like dead branch, right, just kind of hanging. It looks really dead. It's like black, and it looked like it was just gonna fall off one day. So I was standing there, and what I had to do was jump like up, grab thing, and put my leg on the dead bit. And I just had to trust that it was going to catch me. So I didn't do it for a few days. I just kept on practicing the original, you know, routine. And I'd just get to this dead branch and I just didn't want to go near it. But I knew there was something inside of me that wanted to get to the top of this tree. And I remember this one day in particular, I was at school, so I was in year seven, and my brother's friend, he was in his year group, his name was James Kilpatrick, and he passed away from leukemia, and I remember this was the first experience I'd ever had with death, and my little peaceful self just couldn't handle it. I had no idea what was happening. We just got made to go to the church and make this guard of honour, and I just saw this vehicle going past and I couldn't understand it and I didn't get it, And I remember going home that afternoon and I packed a bag. I packed it full of roll-ups. And I was like, I'm escaping. I'm getting out of here. I can't handle this. So I had all these fruit roll-ups in this bag and I zipped it up and I just looked at this tree and I'm like, I'm just going to climb this tree and I'm just going to sit at the top of it and figure out what's going on inside of me. And so I got to the dead branch and I had this backpack on and I put my hands up, stepped on it, and it wasn't dead at all. It was just, you know, faking it. And I got up and then I just kind of made my way higher and higher and higher and, you know, until I was like 100 meters up. And I sat and I got to this stage and I was like, I can't even see anything. Like, it was so thick with branches. So I like made my way to the edge of this tree and I just sat out. And we live near the industrial area, so it wasn't the best view. It was Bunnings warehouse and, you know, a few vehicles and stuff. But that's all right. So I sat up on this tree and, you know, undid my bag and ate my roll-ups and just sat there. And I was trying to understand this unsteadiness inside of me. And I just had this moment, and I mean, I knew God. I went to a Catholic primary school and I knew about him. My grandmother took us to church every now and then. Although we didn't really talk about him in my family or at the dinner table or anything like that, I knew God. And I sat up on this tree and I just was like, God, like, what is happening inside of me? And this gentleness just washed over me and it's like a breeze, but it was really God. And he just spoke to me. And that was the moment that I learned that God comes and he speaks to us in the language of peace. He comes and he just wants to know us and he comforts us and he just speaks to us with peace. And when we're discerning something or we're thinking of something, it is often peace that sends us in this particular direction. And that was the moment, year seven Ellen, just experiencing this profound moment, and I had no idea at that time. And I just kept journeying with God over and over and over again. And this language of peace just kind of formed me. And I kept on finding myself escaping. And now that I knew how to get to the top of the tree, I was there all the time. Mom and Dad had no idea. But I think it was just perspective. I liked the idea of getting away. And although initially it was all about running away or escaping, after that moment of peace, it became this opportunity that I got to get away and come away and to just sit with God. I want you to think for a moment of your earliest memory. Think of your earliest childhood memory. And now I want to tell you a reality that you already know, is that Jesus was there with you in that moment. I want to tell you a reality that Jesus is here right now. That we're not lying, that this isn't fake. This is like real life, and Jesus really wants to come away with you. He wants to just be with you in this room right now, and he wants to speak to you, and he wants to know you, and he journeys with you. So it's like the start of the year, 2017, and I honestly have had like the best start of the year. I didn't think my life could get any better. I love my life so much. And like, it just keeps getting better and better. And this year, it's all about this new start, this freshness. And I don't know if you guys can feel it, but I can really feel this freshness washing over me. But Jesus is in every moment. You know, at the start of primary school, Jesus is there. That's a beginning. Or when you're graduating high school, it's a beginning. When you're, you know, starting a new job, it's a beginning. When you're getting married, it's a beginning. When you are starting your next year, it's a new beginning. When you are working for Ignite Youth, it's a new beginning. When you go to summer camp, it's a new beginning. When you come to Ignite Live, it's a new beginning. This day, you know, 19th of February, 2017, we're here, and it's a new beginning. And it's an opportunity to start this journey with Jesus. So who is this? He says, come away with me. So there's so many opportunities to read about in the Gospels of Jesus calling these people, just random as people, and he's just saying, come away with me. You know, we've got Peter, he's just like fishing, doing his thing. We've got, a few other people, just like tax collectors. And then Paul's like a tent maker or something. Like all these random people. And Jesus just says, come away with me. And then they start this like radical journey and we are sitting in this room because of them. I love that. And when we're dancing on the floor and stuff like that, you know, they say, where are the church? He says, Jesus says, I am the head and the church is my body. And that's like all throughout time. So we're like there dancing and we're with the tax collector and we're with the tent maker, and we're with the fisherman and we're just dancing, we're doing our thing and we're all a part of this body. And Jesus is saying, come away with me. I want you to stop running. He doesn't say, run away with me, but he says, come away with me. I think we're so quick to just run away from our problems. Maybe it's because of the nature of our Western society. We just love the idea of traveling and we're going to go away. We're going to experience something new and we're going to start a new job and it's going to be exciting. And we're going to do all of this stuff and we'll keep on running and running and running. But Jesus doesn't say run. He says come. He says come and be and come away with me. So think about that. Think about times in your life or things that you're doing right now that you're running away from. And I want you to think of Jesus keeping up with you. And he's like running alongside you. And he's like whispering every now and then, I said come, not run. I know it rhymes, but I said come. And what does that mean? What does it mean to just like come away? I've learned in my 24 short years that come away just means to become aware of yourself, to be present. And 2017, guys, is the year to be present, is the year to become aware of who you are and where Jesus is around you. And then it says, me. Like, who is me? He says, come away with me. Who is Jesus, you know? Yeah, you, exactly, that little kid just there, just calls out me, and I'm like, whoa, that's the most profound thing I've ever heard. Yeah, it's you, mate. Oh gosh, that was really cool. Jesus is that little boy just over there, and, well, Jesus is this Christ figure. He loves, he serves, he has no agenda but to love. He just wants to hang out with us. He wants to be our friend. He is the Prince of Peace. And so I want you to just remember that this language of peace wants to come and be a part of your life. And when Jesus says, come away with me, it's not about running. I've had the most exciting life. So I started off in year 12, and that was probably the first time that I first went to church. I had this group of people come, and they were the net team, and they were in my parish, and I was super excited to just understand them, to be honest. They came to my year 12 retreat, and I was just kind of curious about this joy that they had. And so I started going along to church after they've invited me. And I decided to do net after that, and then I moved on and just learned so much about myself and just took up the opportunity to travel and do some mission. And now I just find myself as a youth minister in Port Macquarie. And this is the place that I've learned the most about myself and the most about Christ, and I've just learned to be. And that's what I've discovered, is that Jesus takes us on these adventures. You know, like, we think, yeah, life is great. Like, we look around, we've got a pretty great life. But God wants so much more from us. He wants to take us on this adventure. There's a really cool moment in Matthew 5, and Jesus takes the disciples up the mountain. He says, come away with me to the mountain. And it's like his first sermon, well, recorded in the Gospels. And he does this beautiful thing where he comes to us and he gets real personal. And he talks about the Beatitudes. And he comes and sits with us and he gets personal. And then he kind of opens up, you know. And so we've got to work on this, guys, and we're going to work on that. But I want you to think about that, what he does first. He comes to us personally and then he breaks us open and he takes us onto new adventures and he takes us elsewhere. And that moment is really cool. I love the fact that it's also recorded in Mark, but in Mark it's all about this plane and it's just like this flat surface. So I'm like, all right. So, you know, when I think of plane, I'm thinking like it goes forever. And I've started to understand that this spirit inside of us, this moment with Jesus and Jesus like calling us to be is this eternal gift. And it has this eternal depth. So each of us, Jesus comes to us, and just like he did with the disciples on the Sermon of the Mount, he approaches us personally, and then he breaks us open onto new and exciting things, and he just takes us on these wild adventures. And so for me, I just remember thinking that I just couldn't have anything else, and then just realizing that Jesus is all that is life. I feel like God is saying, I want to remind you that the Spirit on offer is not just this whimsical thing, but the same Spirit that lives in Padre Pio, the same Spirit that lives in John Paul II, the same Spirit that lives in Peter after Pentecost is right here amongst us. I just really feel like God is just wanting that for each of you, and I feel like God wants to remind you that this Spirit inside of you is not anything normal, but that he wants to take you higher and he wants to take you on these adventures because of this Spirit. There's a beautiful verse in Corinthians where it talks about the same Spirit and this Spirit searching the depth of God. And I think God calls us up the mountain and he goes up the mountain. He calls the disciples up the mountain because he wants us to realize the height, that there's no limits, that this mountain is life and this plain is life and it goes on for eternity. And the depth of who you are and the depth of your identity is eternal. And he just wants to take you deeper and deeper. So remembering that this is a new beginning. Wherever you are right now, just remember that from this moment on, it's a new beginning. And the depth of that beginning and that moment that you first heard about Jesus is eternal. Think about how far you've come from when you first heard about Jesus to now, and think about how much further there is to go. I just really want to encourage you tonight to open yourselves up to this new adventure, this life to the full, and to just let Jesus take you up this mountain and to show you eternity. There's a really beautiful verse, Mother Teresa, she says, when she's asked how does she pray, she says, I just sit there and I let Jesus to just look at me and I look at him looking at me. And so tonight as we lead into worship and prayer, I just want you to spend some time with Jesus and ask him what kind of adventure he wants to take you on. I'm just going to welcome the band back and thank you so much for this honor of being a part of this body and knowing you. Thank you.
That was Ellen Hales with Come Away With Me. For more from Ignite Youth, visit igniteyouth.com. And for more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.